The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's been 2 years, but the house that we are building is almost done.
Hey.
What a Christmas! Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I think, like, I should be so grateful. I feel so grateful that we're getting a house. The two-year process, that's another story. I don't want to complain.
Whoever advised us to start building a house during the pandemic, not the best idea.
Probably not. But
they're probably looking back on that, too. I'm like, I shouldn't have told them to do that.
Well, they're probably thinking we got them. Anyway, I just think this is such a beautiful thing. It's such a process, though. I'm very grateful, DJ Automatic. I don't want anything for Christmas except pots and pans and a backyard and things like that go for a house. So you go with a house.
We're not in the clear yet. The house is still being built. I don't think we're going to be in by Christmas, but shortly after we'll be in.
Oh, we'll be packing, though.
Did you just say, I don't want anything for Christmas and then ask for a backyard?
Yeah.
Yes,
and
I did.
And pots and pans and a new television and a new kitchen table.
I don't even think personally. I want things for the house.
Oh, that's going to be a whack Christmas,
tile.
Dog.
And Automatic was like, I need a shed. Like, you know, no, it's not.
Okay.
Anthony, it's a beautiful thing to be able to say, I need these things for my brand new house.
You know what I'm going to need is money because we're about to be broke.
Oh,
Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
Don't say that.
Moving is expensive. Having a new house is even more.
Which is why we need to start packing now.
All these old budget talks about in the holidays reminded me of my childhood. I hated that, dude. You're getting one gift, Anthony. I don't want you to ask for anything else.
Well, then let's focus on the positive. Look, from where I started to now to having a beautiful brand new home, I feel so grateful. Thank you so much.
It's my first ever new home.
Well, I was going to say thank you so much to everybody listening and Santa Claus.
Oh,
there it is. Best feeling ever. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
I will start with shouting out the homies who are not celebrating Christmas, but still are friends. It's first night of Hanukkah, everybody.
Big deal right here. Yeah, shout out to our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Yes, we also have National Cotton Candy Day. Ooh.
Why cotton candy this time of year? It seems so awkward.
I don't know, but I don't think
cotton candy's good any time of the year.
I kind
of
like it right now, too, because, like, yeah, it doesn't get too much go right now.
First of all, cotton candy reminds me of summer. Summertime, the fair thing. You know, it doesn't remind me of Christmas. Who gets cotton candy for Christmas?
You know what? More cotton candy, less pumpkin spice.
Anthony. Oh, no. You're going to push back on that one.
We got International Civil Aviation Day, too. So
shout out to the airplane.
Yes, shout out to all the airplanes. And wrap it up on National Slime Day. Free Young Thug.
What?
Oh, no, wait.
This is Nickelodeon slime.
My bad. Different slime.
Slime was really popular and all kids were making at home. Our daughter had a slime shop.
Is that still the thing? I don't know. I mean, our daughter's grown, so I don't really mess with the slime
anymore.
She's not
grown. She's just
not slime
ears. Yeah, she's not slime ears. I don't know. Things I used to sell when I was little made me think about. I used to take the cocoa from my mom's work at the office and take it to school and sell it for 50 cents because people would put it in their milk and make chocolate milk.
Oh, okay.
Look at you, little entrepreneur. I used to have a whole little candy bar racket that I used to have going at school where I would find boxes of candy that were supposed to be sold for charity and I would sell them back to the kids.
Wait. You would steal
I didn't say that. I said I found boxes of candy.
You're like Pablo Chocolate Escobar.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have Miss Janelle James in the Dana Cortez Show studio, but we want to make you a member of the family, Janelle.
Honored.
Okay, so Anthony A., let's do it.
All right, Miss Janelle James, let's get it. Two claps and a Ric Flair on three. Three, two, one.
Open this interview by apologizing to you. We are such a low budget show. We have no water for this.
Oh my
woman.
God!
No water
from the sink.
She got awards and she's on nationally syndicated Abbott Elementary. She traveled the country.
Can we get famous?
He did.
They said, "Give it that sink."
They're like, "You could tap water."
They said, "The Arizona, it comes from the rocks."
It's naturally filtered.
Yeah,
it's natural.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
We have no water. And then somebody tried to hand her vitamin water, and she said, 50 Cent lied to all of us. I don't want any of that.
I'm going to go with he didn't know. Don't
ask.
I don't want him.
Oh, I know, because he drags people
said,
on the internet.
Thing, Mr. 50, sir.
Mr. 50, sir. Have you seen, speaking of dragging, off the air we're talking about it, have you seen the way he drags some people on the internet?
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm profusely apologizing.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to talk about your career in general. As a woman in this industry, do you feel? I'm saying this because I already know the answer. How much more difficult for you as a black woman has it been? I'm Mexican, a Mexican American, and so like I feel like people don't understand my culture. We're less than 2% of English media, so we can talk about that later. I want to ask about you. How difficult has it been to get where you are? Because you're doing great things.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, welcome. I don't know how to like specifically speak to how much more difficult.
Right?
I feel I'm really a proponent of everybody has their journey, individual. And I think as a woman and as a black woman and all of that in like a male environment, you kind of have a cognitive dissonance and pretend that that all these things aren't happening and just keep it going and just keep it pushing. And it kind of sucks that you have to. I know for myself, I really had to lean into like my tough girl persona.
Yes.
You know? And when other women are asking me and I say I feel bad because you shouldn't have to be
but
this,
you
like ice.
It's so
ice
crazy
queen to like get through this. People, men
and it's almost difficult to even talk about it because you feel like, oh, I don't want to be seen as a nag. I don't want to be seen. I'm complaining. Look at where I've
gotten.
You're
doing well. Look what
you've got. You should be so grateful.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have to go through the things that you've gone through.
Right,
I'm sure people have said
you
things to
you.
You
shouldn't have to be a certain way or go through the things that you do. But it is. I don't know. It is what it is.
You're very well accomplished now in your career too, Ms. Janelle James. And I have a question for you. Early on, who do you think was a one person that reached out to you and gave you a big opportunity early on in your career that...
Todd Barry, on and on and on. Then Chris Rock found me.
That's... What was it like going on tour with Chris Rock, though?
I was like, oh, I want money.
This man is getting paid.
I feel like when you start, you're so poor, you're just like, if I could get $300 a weekend or whatever, and then touring with him, I was like, oh, no, I want to be rich. I do. To learn like the business aspect, like how a tour runs and the logistics of it.
Interesting, guy, you made me think about when I first got my first job in radio, and I was 15 when I had my first daughter. I don't want to get emotional. I was making like $800 a month. We were barely scraping by, and I got my first job and I made $24,000 a year. Girl, I thought I was rich.
Look,
I swear I bought a house.
I totally know what you mean.
Didn't know. I was like, how am I gonna pay this $600 a month, you know, mortgage? I was gonna do it though.
I mean, when you're poor, like truly poor, like it doesn't take much to change your station in life. Like it's such a small bump to like truly change your life.
But change your mentality. Yeah. I met Carlos Mencia and he said early on, if you let them treat you like you're nothing, you're going to be nothing. And so when you said the Chris Rock thing, is that the moment you were like, I want to be rich so I can pass things on to my children and build generational wealth and change
things? I want to be rich for me. I've been working. I've been working since I was a child.
I want the bag.
Yeah. I'm from the Caribbean, so you know we be working.
Where are you from in the Caribbean?
The Virgin Islands. I'm from St. Thomas, and my dad had like a restaurant, and I have a lot of siblings. We were like the Von Trapps. We all worked. I've been working since I was 9 years old.
You've been
like,
bussing tables since birth.
Coronas, and, like, and I was like,
child labor. Welcome to my life.
And I think you know, poor Eva does two things. You either like, oh, I'm poor, and this is my station in life, or you're like, I want to go, you know. And I think I was in the this isn't so bad type of poor. And
when
I saw money, I was like, oh, I want money. I deserve. I'm working.
It was
hard.
The correct amount of trauma.
Yeah.
You have just the right amount of trauma to make you push harder.
I convinced myself I didn't like money. That's how poor I was. I was like, it's evil. People
laugh. Oh, God.
It's the Illuminati. No,
exactly.
Honey, that's not it.
I'm like, let me in.
Janelle James, you're such a pleasure to be around.
Thank you so
I just
much.
Met you, and you're just a light. Thank you for taking the time to come into this little studio.
Thank
I really
so
appreciate it.
You.
Janelle James in the studio. Yay! Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jennifer Lopez wardrobe malfunction, and I've got the photos. I'll tell you where you can see those. And we'll talk about more. It's the Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic Celebrity Birthdays.
We got Asian Doll celebrating today.
Hey.
The actor Jeffrey Wright from The Hunger Games. And Larry Legend himself, a.k.a. Larry Bird.
All right, so let's talk about Sexy Red. She sat down with Barstool, and they were talking about lady parts. Take a listen.
What y'all be saying in your community? For c***s, what y'all call them?
We say vulva.
Y'all don't say that vulva. I'm finna look up a vulva. That's a c***. Pertaining to the vulva, the female external genital. I never heard of that.
that conversation is hilarious. It just proved she's very smart. You know, she might be not be the most educated, but she's extremely smart. She's getting her bag. Yeah. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to watch that excerpt from the conversation.
You know what she is, Dana? She's entertaining. And you know who needs to watch out? Cardi B, because she's coming for that lane.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. I think there's plenty of room for all of us ladies. That's just my opinion.
Bye.
All right, speaking of ladies who are powerful in entertainment, Time Magazine has named Taylor Swift Person of the Year. Taylor has embraced it. She's posting photos on her Instagram. I think my favorite photo, though, is the cover where she has her cat around her neck because she actually adopted that kitty. And she just says that she does not care about having a man, that doesn't define us as women, although she's very much enjoying her relationship with Travis Kelce.
I will say the cat is so on brand. She is a cat lady for sure. But the other thing I want to say is she got that award rightfully so. I mean, this woman literally changed the economy in the United States with her tour. If anyone deserved it this year, Taylor's the woman who deserved it.
That's right. When Taylor Swift speaks, the Swifties go into action.
Yep.
All right, and then finally, Jennifer Lopez, she received the Elle Magazine Icon Award. During her speech, she noted all of the awards she doesn't have. Take a listen.
I don't have a Golden Globe, and I don't have a Grammy, SAG Award, or BAFTA, or Critics' Choice, or a Hollywood Film Award. I do have a Palm Springs International Film Festival.
Hey, congrats on that Palm Springs Award. You know, hey, she sounds very proud about it. But you know what's making headlines is her wardrobe. She wore like a breastplate that only covered half her breast. And Ben Affleck is kissing on her, hugging her. He's digging the look. It's a lot of bottom boob that she's showing off.
I mean, shout out to Ben. He's not a jealous man. Me personally, I don't know if I would have been able to handle the outfit. But, you know, more power to that guy.
Yeah, why is it anytime I wear something semi-sexy, you get a little jealous?
I just said, shout out to Ben. He can handle it. I can't.
Yeah, he can handle it. And shout out to J-Lo. She can pull it off. I could never do that, so... All right, that's your Daily Dirt. Check the photos once again at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A lot of holiday parties this time of year, and there is something in food news involving beer for all the beer drinkers. Turn the radio up. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday. Dana Cortez Show is on. Hi, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Christmas Baby.
All right, so this is a serious hashtag. Remember Derek Chauvin?
Oh,
yeah. He's a cop. Yeah, he's serving a life sentence in prison for murdering George Floyd. He was actually injured in jail. Take a listen.
Tonight, a former Mexican mafia member has been charged with attempted murder for the stabbing of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. It happened in the law library of a federal prison in Tucson. He told the FBI he'd been thinking about assaulting Chauvin for about a month. Chauvin is serving more than 20 years for the murder of George Floyd.
We're talking about this now because most newscasters are not mentioning the name of the man who did this. His name is John Tursack, and he was a Mexican cartel by default. He worked for the FBI.
Oh.
And then he ended up working more for the Mexican cartel.
Damn.
So he went to prison.
Yeah, this story has more twists and turns than the actual stabbing.
John Tursack already serving a life sentence, so he said he didn't care if they were charging him with murder. Okay, well, food news, DJ Automatic.
Well, in much lighter news, Miller High Life is celebrating 120 years of being in business.
Dang, they've been slaying beer for over a century.
For lighter beer.
Yes. Yeah. So to celebrate that, they now have the strawberry lager.
Hey, I'm looking for a strawberry lager, dog.
It's supposed to celebrate the holidays in 120 years.
As a seltzer drinker, all right, I don't like how these, you know, sometimes these manly beers are like, quote unquote, manly beers. Sometimes you want to have a little strawberry in your beer, dog.
Well, this one says it tastes like white wine and strawberry jam mixed together.
But what does it have to do with the holidays? Shouldn't it be like holly bells or like sweet potato or something? Like,
they've been around for 120 years, Dan. I think they know how to call the shots, okay?
Strawberry does not mean the holidays for me. It means like, I don't know,
want some no sweet potato beer, though.
Turkey and gravy beer.
Ew.
Turkey and gravy and stuffing lager.
Nobody wants a ham beer, okay? A glazed ham beer.
National Day, Anthony.
All right. Okay, let's go ahead and we'll start by shouting out. It's the first night of Hanukkah, everybody. The first night of Hanukkah.
So our Jewish brothers and sisters. We live in a Jewish neighborhood, and they're always walking around and saying hello to us, and I appreciate you very much. We love you.
Yes, and we also have National Slime Day. Not for Young Thug, but for the Nickelodeon slime,
okay,
guys.
All right, all right.
The safer slime.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Drake and Halle Berry now.
There you go. And let's go ahead and wrap it up on something that I love. It's National Cotton Candy Day.
Again.
Ooh, yeah, cotton candy was originally invented in Europe in the 1700s. And for those who don't know, before electricity and before an actual mechanical spinner. So during the time, it was expensive, dog. It was like a bottle of 1942.
Wait, hold on. You're spinning sugar by hand?
By hand, dog. God, you got hand spun, bro.
I don't even understand how that works.
Cotton candy for the holidays. What are we doing?
Okay.
Here?
Why are you being such
why
a Grinch?
Why are you the holiday police?
First, you're anti strawberry beer. Now you're anti cotton candy.
Summertime, spring. Oh. Cotton candy is the fair warmness. Who eats cotton candy during Christmas?
Those of us who enjoy strawberry beer.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this time of year, the holidays, you know, you start thinking about family traditions. But did you have a family tradition that might not be so traditional?
Oh,
let's have this combo. Automatic Anthony, did something come off top? Like right away, you're like, that was weird.
Me and my brothers and sister used to eat at Village Inn every Christmas for 4 or 5 years.
Mm. Your whole familia would just go there?
No, it was just me, my brothers, and my sister.
Where were your parents?
My mom and dad would leave us because they would go on vacation for Christmas.
So that was their tradition.
That was their tradition, is that they would go to the beach and leave us. And so it was all four of us just spending for ourselves.
Why haven't you ever talked about that?
I tried to block it out.
Shout out to your parents, dog. That is so funny. Never have I heard of parents having it more figured out than those two right there, dog.
And listen, the Village Inn, for anybody who doesn't know what Village Inn, it's like a Denny's, like IHOP. Yeah. It's good.
But at the same time, though, you could tell your kids at that time, hey, let that little Santa Claus guy come figure it out. We gone, dog. That's not our job, dude.
I would always feel bad for my youngest, because I was already like 17 when they started doing it. So I got my fill of Christmases, but my brother T was only 12.
So T didn't,
I always feel bad. Like, T got exposed to a lot of things
speaking
early.
Speaking of feeling bad, dude, we would always have, like, my mom was always, like, work us up to help her find odd jobs to get Christmas presents.
She was a single mom, man.
And, we had many, many, many business endeavors on how to save money or gain money. One year, she wanted to cut our hair for us. That was dramatic. Dramatic, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a lot. But the worst one by far was when she tried to sign the whole family up to pass out newspapers.
Oh, the early morning newspaper route?
Yeah, we thought it was going to be like a little nice, breezy side hustle thing. No way. Shout out to everybody who delivers newspapers. It's a lot of work, dog, because you got to package them yourself. You got to put them together, find people's houses. By the end of the third route, my brother was like, Mom, it's okay. I don't want the video game. It's okay. Can we just go
home? I quit. The whole family quit. Your mom's like, never quit except now. Yeah. We're quitting this one. My non-traditional Christmas memory, and I know some people might think, oh my gosh, we used to visit my uncle in prison.
Okay.
And we would go visit him. And I know it sounds weird, but for me, it was just something I always remembered and I look forward to.
Yeah.
Not traditional.
Yeah, no,
very
no, not
traditional.
Not traditional trauma.
I think my Village Inn experience might have been better than his.
Hey, I looked forward to it because he would always tell me amazing stories. And when he got out of prison, he was a reformed man, lived a great life. Shout out to my uncle. I love you very, very much. I believe in second chances.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.